Okay, Tov Shavua Tov. Today's daf is daf Pei Aleph and Bamitzi, as we learn for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael and Sunbat Sarah v'Shivya. We're holding at six lines from the bottom of Pei Amud Beis, yesterday's daf. So actually, even about six lines. Says V'kulin, we're quoting the Mishnah here. V'kulin she'omru, any of them said Tulei Shelcha v'Avei Mo'ah. What's the Mishnah talking about? Yesterday's Mishnah here on Amud Beis and Pei Amud Beis said that. Artisans, craftsmen that you hire to do a job for you. You hire them to clean your clothes or to do some work in the field. You hire them for a job. They are considered shomrei sachar. Let's say you gave him, I don't know, your car to fix. He's a shomrei sachar on that car. Why? He's getting paid. Now, why is he a shomrei sachar? He's getting paid for the job. He's really, right? He's getting paid to do the job because he's getting more than that. Why? Because the Gemara asks why is he considered a Shomer Sachar? And one of the reasons is because, or the main reason is because since with the pleasure that he gets out of holding on to the item until you come to pay for it, he's going to keep that item until you pay for it. So he doesn't have to go running after his money. You see, if the worker, if you're owed somebody a paycheck and the guy doesn't pay you, you got to go after your money. What are you going to do? But if you have the item that you worked on, so you get to hold that item with that pleasure that you get out of not having to run after your money. Because of that, you're considered a shomer sachar. You're willing to, to do some work for somebody. You're like a paid worker. What's your payment? Your payment is the pleasure that you're getting out of not having to run after your money because the guy's going to come. Presume you're not going to give him the item back until he pays you for it. That's the pleasure that you're getting. So that's what the Mishnah said, that kala umnan shomer sachar. But if you told them, listen, I'm done. Hello, hello, you know what? I'm done. Please pick it up. Pay me later. But get it out of here. Remember that sign at the dry cleaners? Any item left over 30 days, we're not responsible for. Well, here he says, I'm done. He says, the mission said, Konsham, they said, take it out and then bring me the money later on. Just pick it up. Then he's only a Shamachinim at that point. He's not a Shamar Sachar. Because he's not waiting for his money. The idea that he's raised a shomer sachar is because, oh, I'm getting pleasure. I know I'm going to get my money without having to run after it because he's going to pick it up. But if he said, listen, just pick it up and get it out of here, pay me later on, then he's a shomer chinam. What do you mean he's a shomer chinam? On the item, the car, the clothing, let's say he's a dry cleaner, and you gave your client dry cleaners to pick up, that you gave him your suit to clean. He's a shomer sachar on that. He's a shomer sachar, meaning, besides the fact that you're paying him to clean it, you're getting that job done, but he's also going to show him a sucker that he's guarding the item because he's getting some pleasure. What's the pleasure that he's getting besides being paid to do the job for his time and materials, etc.? He's getting paid in the sense that he's happy that he doesn't have to go running after his money, that you're going to pay for it to pick it up. So he's a shomer sachar. However, if you say pick it up, get it out of here, then he's only a shomer chinam. What's the difference between shomer chinam and shomer sachar? Shomer sachar is chayav in gneiva and aveda, right? If it's lost or stolen, whereas a shomer chinam is only chayav on pshia, on negligence. So now the Gemara brings down a different case. Tanan us, we're going to see later on in the Masechet. I'm going to shoel. A shoel is chayav on even on onsen. He's only potter on nesa machmas melacha. But he's chayav on an accident. The animal had a heart attack and died. He's chayav on everything. But when is he chayav? While he's using it. Let's say the shoal says shlach b'sholcha. Let's say the shoal says, listen, oh, we agreed that I can use your mule. Do me a favor, send it to me. Send it to me. Just send it. As soon as he says send it to me, he's responsible if anything happened and rude. So umeis and the animal died. Chayv, the shoal is chayv. When he returns it, if he returns it until it reaches the hand of the mashil, of the lender, he's chayev. That's what the Gemara says later on. It's a Mishnah later on that you're chayev as soon as you say, said, if he says, you pick it up, if he tells the mashal, you pick it up, that's different. But if he says, send it to me, it means it's already in his rishus, it's already in the shoal's jurisdiction, he's responsible. Or if he sends it on the way back. Now, Rav Chisda said, that's only if he returned it in middle of the time. That he lent it. Let's say he borrowed it for 30 days. I'm borrowing your mule for 30 days. He returned it in that time period. Okay, he's still responsible until it reaches the hands of the mashil. But let's say I'm borrowing it for 30 days. Now it's 35th, the 35th day. He only borrowed it for 30 days. And on the 35th day, something happened to it, even though he hasn't returned yet. He's not responsible, right? He's not responsible as a Shoel. He's not responsible for accidents. We'll see. He's still like a Shomer Sachar because he did get pleasure out of it. He's still a Shomer Sachar. It's Chayav and Gevir of Adam Shia, but he's not Chayav on as a Shoel. So Avalachi Meshul Tapotzer. That means that once you're done, the time period is done. I'm done. I'm Potter. Okay. Masa Rav Nachman Bar Papa. Even if it's in your possession, even if you're Potter for accidents. Chayav maybe on Gnei Veveh, you're Potter for accidents. We'll see. Masa Rav Nachman Bar Papa. Armish is Chon Shom Etul Shecha. The craftsman or the dry cleaner said, "Pick it up, get it out of here." Tul shechav, but doesn't pay me later on. He's a shemachinim. I he's a shemachinim. He's still a shemachinim because it's still he's still watching it until guy picks it up. I'm still holding your item. I'm a shemachinim, but I'm not a shemachacher anymore. Hagemar tibitz mashba. That if he just said, "I'm done, I'm out of here, I'm finished," shemachacher still a shemachacher. Why? We don't say, says Rashi, we don't say, since the owner knows that the 30 days is up and he didn't pick it up, that you're put the Shomer's Potter, he's still considered a Shomer Sachar. We got Bishol Nami, so the same thing should be by Shoel. Even though the owner knows that the 30 days is up, still he should still Israel is still considered a Shoel. Why did the Mishnah say over there that once the or Papa Ruffin Bar Papa said, once the 30 days is over, he's no longer a Shoel anymore, even if he still has it? Yes, he's responsible. If it was lost or stolen, he's responsible for negligence, but he's no longer a Shoel if an accident happened to it. In the case where he borrowed a mule for 30 days and now it's, let's say, the 31st or the 35th day, right? He's no, he says over there that he's Potter. But over here, it's Mashma that if you say, listen, pick up the item, pick up your suit now, pick it up, and you'll pay me later, then he's a Shemachinim. But if he just said, I'm done, like, the equivalent of saying the 30 days is up in the case where he borrowed a mule for 30 days, Mashma, you're still a Shomer Sachar. So over here also, Gemara says Mashma, that over here, if he just says, I'm done with the suit, he's still a Shomer Sachar. If he said, pick it up and get it out of here, pay me later, then he's a Shomachinim. It's Mashma that if he just said, I'm done, he's still a Shomer Sachar. So same thing by Shoel, we should say that even though the 30 days is up, he's still a Shoel. The Gemara says, no, don't deduce it that way. Deduce this way. Say the Mishnah says, our Mishnah says that if he says the dry cleaner says, pick up your suit and pay me later on, he's a Shomachinam. Don't say, oh, but if he just I'm done with it, he's still a Shomachacha. No. When does he say that he's still a Shomachacha? He said, pay me first and pick up your item. Pick it up, pay me, and then pick up your item. If he said, pick up your item and you'll pay me later on, then he's a Shomachinam because he's done. He's not guarding. He's not. He said, what's the pleasure? Why is he called a Shomer Sachar? He said, because with the pleasure that he has, that he doesn't have to go ask for his money because he has the item. I'm holding that until you pay me. So he's a Shomer Sachar. He's getting some pleasure out of it. But if he said, pick it up, get it out of here, pay me later, he's no longer a Shomer Sachar. He's a Shomachinam. But if he said, Gemartiv, I'm done, what does that mean? We don't know. Of a Gemartiv, right? He said, what's the, what are we excluding? What are we saying when he's not, when is he still a Shomer Sachar? If he said, pay me first and then pick up the item. So he wants his money first. Then he's a Shomachinam. He just says, I'm done. I'm done with it. We're trying to equivalent that. We make that equivalent of I'm done with it with the 30 days of the mule that I rented for 30 days. The 30 days is up. He's done. And we say at that point, your potter is a Shoel. So if you're also going to say, is Gemartiv potter is a Shomer Sachar? No. Gemartiv, my Shomachinam. What do you say? Gemartiv is not a Shomer Sachar. He's like a Shomachinam, just like Tul is Shochad. Take your item and pay me later. If that's the case, why did he say, why did the Mishnah say, if any of these craftsmen said, pick up your item and pay me later, Bavi Moses, pay me later, he's a Shomachinam, Nishmina Gemartiv, tell me, listen, I'm done. Just say, I'm done. If you say, Gemartiv, I'm done, you're also a Shomachinam. Say that too. Nishmina Gemartiv, a Koshkan Tul Shocha. Say, listen, I'm done. If I'm done, that's enough to say I'm no longer Shomer Sachar. And certainly, if I say, pick it up and pay me later, you're not a Shomer Sachar anymore. The answer is no. The Chiddush just said, you had to tell me the case of Tul Shecha to teach me differently. Tzalka that I might think, we said, Shemachin Namli of it. The guy says, listen, pick it up, pay me later. I'm not responsible for it anymore. It's like, any items left over after 30 days, we're not responsible for. I might think it as Gemartiv is also, maybe Gemartiv also means I'm a Shemachinim now. I'm not finished. I don't just pay, I'm done. Do whatever you want. Pick it up. Don't, I'm done. I'm done could also mean Shemachinim. The Chiddush is that even if he said, pick it up first and pay me later, you're still a Shomachinim. I might think you're not a Shomer at all. pick it up, pay me later, just get it out of here. Maybe that's what, just get it out of here. I don't want to be responsible. Maybe it means that Kamash want to know that even Tula Shecha and pay me later, pick it up and pay me later, you're still a Shemachinim. Some say that Rav Nachman Bar Papa didn't ask us as a kasha, but he wanted to bring it as a proof to our Mishnah. Afanan, our Mishnah said, what? If I said, pick it up, pay me later, you're Shemachinim. We see that from the from this Mishnah later on also. The Mishnah is calling Shemachinim tools, Afanan, just like we said in the case with the Shoah, where you borrowed the mule for 30 days, that over there, that you're responsible for it until you return it. If I said, in our mission, we said, if I said, pick it up and pay me later, Shemachinim, my love, who I didn't gemar to mash, even though I said I finished it, that I'm a Shemachinim now. So the Chorah, this is a proof, right? Afanan is a proof to what? Rashi says, let's see. My love, wouldn't gemar to Shemachinim. You're still a Shemachinim. In other words, my love, who didn't gemartiv. Maybe you want to say that what? That gemartiv, I've done with it, is also a shemachinim. Maybe tul shachah, pick it up first and then pay me later on. There you're shemachinim. But if I just said gemartiv, I'm done with it, like you want to say in the case like the shoel, not necessarily so. You want to say that gemartiv is also, I'm done with it and I'm not responsible for it anymore, just like what Raphram Bar Papa said, that that after 30 days of the if I borrowed your mule for 30 days, on the 31st or the 32nd day, I'm putter from all responsibility, even if it's still my rishus. In other words, it's no longer, I'm no longer responsible, that the time is up. Maybe the same thing would be the Gemara from our mishnah. The Gemara says no, tul shocha shiny. Maybe if I say pick it up first and pay me later on, then I'm a shemachinam. Then I'm not chayiv anymore. I'm not a shomer socher. But Gemartiv, we don't know. Gemartiv is not necessarily that. Maybe Gemartiv, you're still a Shomer Socher, maybe you're not. Huna Bar Mar Bar Marema, this man, this rabbi, Huna Mar Bar Marema, what did he say? Kamei Ravina, Rami Masisa Nadar. He has to steer from the two Mishnais, from our Mishnah, with the Mishnah on later on Tzadik Ches, the Mishnah regarding borrowing a mule for 30 days. He says, Lechora, the two things are not in sync. Why? Because over there you say, that you're responsible all the time as long as it's in your rishus. Here it's mashmak. You say pick it up. I'm not responsible anymore. So he has to keep steer between the two mishnayos. And mishani, umishani tan umishani niyasin. What's the kash? He says tan b'kun shar b'tol shachavet mal shar machinam. Who then like a mar to be finished? Also v'rminu amelo shol shlach b'shulcha umesa chay v'chem shesha machzira. The Shoah said, send it to me at the beginning of 30 days, he's responsible. And also when he returns it, he's responsible. It's mashmi, you're responsible, even though you're returning it. Umeshani, and he answered, Amra Papa Mar Papa, Amchis said, no, Lo Shon Shefzir B'Toshon Meshalta. That's only if you return it within the 30 days. Avalach Meshalta Pata, but if you return it after 30 days, you're Pata. So the Mishnahs go together. Why? Because the Mishnah that talks about borrowing something for 30 days says, after 30 days, you're Pata. That's how you explain it. You have, after 30 days, you're Pata. Our mission also says, if you say, I'm finished, pick it up, I don't want it anymore, you're also no longer, you don't have the same responsibility you had before. Omnam, over there we're talking about a borrower. A borrower is responsible for onsen. After the 30 days, he's not responsible for onsen anymore. Yeah. Same thing in our Mishnah, right? Same thing in our Mishnah, if the dry cleaners finished it, as soon as he finished it, he said, Gemartiv, I'm done with it, or pick it up, he's also not responsible anymore. Yeah.
What's the status of
him? Okay, he's a Shomer Socher. The Gemara is going to talk about that right now. He's no longer a Shoel. I borrowed it for 30 days. After 30 days, I'm not a Shoel anymore. There's an understanding. I'm not borrowing it anymore. I have no right to use it, but I'm still guarding it. I'm still responsible for Ganeva Neveda. That's what we said. But we're comparing it. We're saying, just like over there, after 30 days, you're no longer a Shoel. Over here, when you say, I'm finished with your suit, pick it up, I'm also no longer a Shomer Socher, I'm now a Shemachinim. The question was, if I just said I'm done, is I'm done the same as pick it up and pay me later or not? That wasn't, that's not clear. It's not that we can't resolve that. Yeah.
Just don't talk about someone who is returning it at the end of the borrowing period.
Oh, right.
What I didn't understand is that If I say I want to borrow your donkey, send it to me. Why am I hired with it either way?
Because I'm taking responsibility.
You're sending somebody to the donkey. Why?
No, because I'm telling you to send it to me. That's the point of the Mishnah. I'm telling you to send it to me.
But your worker is walking it over to me. Why
right.
am I still
right. So that's what we'll discuss it when we get to Tzadik Ches. That's what the Mishnah talks about that over there. That's what the Mishnah says there. That Omer Shol Mashulcha. And Rashi brings down the case over here in more detail. Rashi says that Rashi about 6-7 lines from the bottom of the page. Omer Shol Shlacho Soli Biat Avdecha Oshluchacha. Send it to me. Mashulcha Meisigadarka. Because I'm instructing you. I'm instructing you to do it. When I instruct you to do, I'm borrowing from you, but I'm instructing you to do it. That means I'm taking responsibility at that point. Obviously, if you said I'm not responsible till I get it, you can make it any deal you want. But in a stam case, when I tell you to send it to me, I'm responsible for it, and I'm responsible for it until I give it back to you, unless the mashil said I'm going to pick it up, you know. But the point is that when I borrowed it for 30 days, after the 30 days, I'm no longer a shoel. Now I'm just, we're assuming now I'm just a Sharma Sacher. That's his point. And that's similar to our Mishnah, where our Mishnah says, pick up the dry cleaners, the craftsman, not a show, not that I borrowed something, but I gave you my suit to clean. And during that time, we said, you're a Sharma Sacher. Why? Because you're happy to guard it in return for the fact that you don't have to go begging for your money, because you know I'm going to pay you. But if you said, if you're the dry cleaner, and you said, pick it up and get it out of here, pay me later, then you're no longer Shema Sachar, you're Shema Chim. The question is, what about Gemarta? What if I'm done? I'm done is like the 30 days is over in the case of the Shoel. And we're trying to say, is that a kasha? Is that similar or not? So it could be it's the same. Could be it's the same. It could be it's the same as pick it up, or maybe it's not.
So cleaners who have something delivered.
Right.
Yes, pick up the delivery. He's always fired.
In common law, yeah, the cleaners is not a bar, is not borrower. It's not a borrower. A borrower is responsibility because he gets all the pleasure. He doesn't have to pay anything and he gets it for free, right? He gets to use it for free. So if he says send it to me, he's responsible at that point on. A dry cleaner is different. Dry cleaner is a craftsman. If he picks it up, it's in his rishus. He's a shomer sacher already at that point.
When he sends it back to you.
Also, if he sent it to you, so he it's still in his rishus, so he gives it back to you. If he says, I'm done, pick it up, then that's our point, is I'm done, pick it up. And if he says, pick it up and pay me, that's already still a shomer sacher. But if he says, pick it up and pay me later, then he's a shomer chinam. That's the point. And if he says, I'm done, that we're not sure about. Can't prove it one way or another. Yibayla, the Gemara says, this is the question that you asked Moshe. And when we say that he's no longer, when the 30 days is up, it's 30, the 35th day, he's no longer a shoel, but is he chayv like a shomer sacher? Or dilma shomer sacher nami lo havi? If he's not a shomer sacher, he simply may be a shomer chinam, because it's still, you know, he's it's in his possession. He hasn't returned it yet. So is he a shomer sacher? He's not even a shomer sacher. Amar meir mistavra potem mishol. He's no longer a shoel, but if he's still chayv come with shomer sacher. Well, Paul Bennett, since he got pleasure out of it, what's the pleasure he got? He got to use your animal for 30 days, right? Mahana Pref, he's probably also willing to do this. Like, in other words, he's willing to give to guard it for that pleasure that he got. Since he got pleasure, he's willing to be a shomer sacher until the owner picks it up. Tanik was a member of proof to this. You picked up your kli, whatever, your vessel from the craftsman's house. His intention was, listen. Or now he didn't pick it up. He bought it. Okay, he purchased. I bought a nice vase from this craftsman, and I want to send it to my prospective father-in-law. Right, a guy is getting married. He wants to send him a nice gift. You know, the son-in-law wants to send a nice gift. Sure. He told the craftsman as follows: If my father-in-law, my future father-in-law, accepts it from me, then I'll pay you for the whole thing. In other words, the item costs $100. So I'll pay for the whole thing if he accepts it. Imlav, if he doesn't want to accept the gift from me, I'll still pay you something. What am I going to pay? I'll give you the goodwill that I got out of it. Meaning, let's say if he accepts it from me, I bought it from you, $100, right? Let's say he says, I don't want to accept any gifts. However, it was a very nice gesture. That gesture is worth $10. Goodwill, we call goodwill. If you can quantify goodwill, accountants can do that, right? So then I'll pay you that. Now, what happened was, as he took it to the father-in-law, the thing broke, right? So if you learn, he's chayiv to pay because he effectively bought it. You know, he bought it, took it. But chazir on the way back, if the father-in-law said, I don't want to accept any gifts, so how much does the guy owe him? $10, but now it's on the way back. He's putter, right? Neshu kenos seisachar. He's putter from an accident. It wasn't lost or stolen or negligent. It just, it was an accident. So on the way back, he's putter because he's a nosei seisachar. What do you see over here? You see that even if a person effectively bought it or borrowed it, you know, you borrowed it, you have to pay for it, but on the way back, meaning when you're no longer, you're not going to keep it anymore, you're still considered a nosei seisachar. You're still considered a shomer seisachar, even though you're not anymore, you were fully responsible for it. You effectively bought it. But on the way back, neishu seisachar, because they're below kush, he's not like a borrow. Uman nesi eschoro, oven hena, because he had a no, because he got, you know, his father-in-law made an impression on his father-in-law that he wanted to give it. And that's what the Maimon said, even though the ovle kipito sonoshman, he's no longer guarding it as a something that I'm either bought and I'm going to show it to him and give it to him. But since I had pleasure from it, in other words, even over here, where you're paying for something for it, Rashi says, right here, you're paying for it. Even though he's paying for it, the $10, he's still a shomer socher. After he finishes whole banana, since he had pleasure for Koshkin. When he's borrowing something, he's not even paying for it. He didn't pay anything for it. So certainly here, he's getting some pleasure out of it. Meaning, I got a pleasure out of the mule. I used it for 30 days. So certainly, even after the 30 days is up, and I'm no longer a shoer, I'm no longer borrowing, but at least I'll be a shomer socher. Ahu gavra, story. Third of the wide lines, the end of the third of the wide lines. Ahu gavra, a man sold a donkey to somebody else. Reuben sold it to Shimon. Amalei, kamamtina le leduchdul pony. So Shimon said, listen, I want to try to resell this donkey. I'm going to take it up to that, to, you know, some other city. If I'm able to sell it, with the dimlav. If not, I'm going to return it to you. Like, I'm taking it on consignment, right? I'm going to be responsible. I'm going to try to sell it. If I can sell it fine, if not, I'm going to give it back to you. Also, below is davna. He went there and he wasn't able to sell it. On his way back, isness, an accident happened to it, and the animal died. Oskam the Kimfor of Nachman, Chaive, Kimfor of Nachman, Rav Nachman said, you have to pay for it. You're a shoel. Esve, Rovel of Nachman, the Gear says, so Rav asked Rav Nachman, Nensu Balicha Chaiv, Chazar Potter. We just said in the case before that if an accident happened to it on the way there, like when the guy took the vase to his father in law, he's Chaiv. On the way back, he's Potter as a shoel. Right, or purchase a purchaser, because he's only a shomer socher, and this was an accident. So here also, on the way back, it's an accident. So why should he have to, he said, if I could sell it there, fine. If not, I'm bringing it back. So on the way back, if an accident happened to it, he's only a shomer socher, he's not a shoel, why should he be chayev? This guy, when he's coming back with the donkey, he's like, he's going, my time. Svarit's a svarit, it's logical. So even on his way back, if he finds somebody to sell to Milos Avne, wouldn't he have sold it? In other words, it's different. In the case where the father-in-law taking a gift to the father-in-law didn't want to accept it, you're done. You're bringing it back. You're no longer a shoel or a lokeach. Now you're simply a shomer socher. You're not responsible for an accident. But over here, when he said, I'm going to buy the donkey, I'm going to sell it over there in the big town. And he couldn't sell in the big town, and he's bringing it back. On the way back, if he would have found a buyer, he would have sold it then too. So it's not like he's on the way there versus on the way back. He's always on the way there. He's always willing to sell it, and therefore, he's responsible for it. In other words, he's a shoel all along. Now, the Mishnah said, the next thing the Mishnah said was, guard my item, and I will guard your item. Guard my item, and I will guard your item. Shmor li b'shmor l'cho shomer socher. Why am I a shomer socher? Yeah. The what? Yeah.
Yeah. Straws are printed as you sell me wine. They say another donkey. Camera.
Yeah, it's not a donkey.
How do you print this wine?
Okay, it could be. I think, okay, it could be either one. Makes no difference. It was an accident. Either way, both the same. The halacha would be the same. Whether it's the donkey, I said. Where was it? Where was the chamra? Was it in the cellar or was it in the barn? You know, that's the always the issue. Yeah. Okay, it could be. It could be the wine. It doesn't make any difference. I think I saw that it was that they considered it the donkey. It doesn't make any difference. Okay. He says, I would grab it a zoban le chamra le chavre, right? So the chamra, it could have been either one. Anyway, so in the case of the Mishnah says, if I guard something, I guard your items, guard my item, and I will guard your item. Now, when I'm guarding your item, right, you're working for me at the same time, right? Let's think about it first. Guard this item for me, and I will guard your item. Now, if they were simultaneous, while I'm guarding your item, right, effectively, I'm paying you, right? I'm paying you. Why? Because you're working for me. You're guarding my item. So while you guard my item, I'm guarding your item. So we're both the shomer sacher for one another. That's what the Mishnah says, shomer liyash shomer sacher. Guard this item for me, and I will guard your item. So effectively, we're each getting paid, okay? But it's at the same time. If it's at the same time, there's another problem. Says the Gemara, v'amai, shmir b'balami. Why do you say, why do you say that I'm a shomer sacher? And I'm chayiv for Gnev and Aveda, shmir balimi. What does that mean? The pasuk says by a shoal specifically, but we apply it to shomer sachar also as a machlokas, whether we apply it even to shomer chinam, that if while I'm guarding your item, you're in my employ, you're working for me at the same time, while I'm guarding your item, you're working for me, I'm potter. So over here, why do you say you're shomer sachar? My shmir balimi, right? Because while I'm guarding your item, and I'm a shomer, right? But you're also working for me because you're guarding my item. So at that time, he's a shomer. We weren't simultaneous. If while I was guarding your item, you were guarding my item, so you were working for me at the same time that I was your shomer, right? So then you say shmir, but over here they were on two different days. You guard for me today, and I'll guard for you tomorrow. Tanrabban, we see a brisa like this also. Shmorli eshmalacha. Right? It costs the same kind of a thing. Or Hashilena Veshalcha, or lend me your item and I'll lend you my item. Now, this is not a regular shoel, because a regular shoel is what we call Kolan HaShelo. I borrow your item, I'm not paying anything, and you're getting nothing out of it. But if I borrow yours and you borrow mine, so you are getting something out of it, and therefore it's not a regular shoel. But in the case of what are all these cases of Shomer Sachar, Shmor li Vashilcha, guard this for me and I will lend you my item, or lend me your item, Hashileni. Lend me your item, Veshmuchan. I'll wash something for you. All these things, tit for tat. Kulanasa Shamasachal Zah. They're all Shamasachal for one another. But in the first case, where Shmorli Veshmolacha, Bamai Shmir Babalami, in the other cases, it's not necessarily Shmir Babalam because when it's Eshmorli Vashileni, lend me something. But when we're guarding for one another, it's always Shmir Babalam. Same thing as we gave before on the Mishnah that. We're guarding it two different times. You guard this for me today, and I'll guard that for you tomorrow. So it wasn't at the same time. Now, in other words, the concept of if I'm guarding something for you and you're working for me at that time, you're doing some work for me at the time, I'm potter from Shmira, right? That concept is only if it's simultaneous, not if they weren't at the same time. Here is a story. Hanu Aloy, these perfumers, or they sold this kind of a, oh, it's kind of a myrrh or something that kind of is some sort of a perfume. They were perfumers. They were a bunch of them together. Kol yom every day, havi ofi lechad. They would all go around selling their wares. And every day they would take turns. There was, let's say, a group of 5 or 10 people. And every day they would take turns baking lunch for one another. They took their turns. Havi kol yom havi ofi lechad minayo. Kol yom, one day, Amrulay, they told lechadna, they told one of them, okay, presumably it's your day, because that's what we're assuming right now, it's your day. Zil afi lunch, go bake for us. Go make lunch. Amalahu, he told them, okay, naturally, Glima, guard me my shirt, right? Guard me my shirt or my coat, whatever, my Glima. And Ada also, by the time he came back after making lunch, Pashuba, they were negligent, the ignorant was stolen. wasn't right. They were it was they were poshe, they were negligent, and it was stolen. They didn't guard it properly. Now he said, "You guys owe me my for my coat or whatever. You owe me for the coat." And they said, "No." Also coming to Papa, they came for a Papa. Chayvinu. He Papa said, "You have to pay him for the coat." Papa said, "The rabbi said, Papa, my pshia babalami. It's pshia. They were negligent, but the owner was there at the time. What does it mean? He was there at the time. He was working for them. Why? Because they were the guards, right? The guards were guarding his coat. The other guys were guarding his coat, but he was working for them. He was baking for them at that time. He was baking for them. So if that's the case, it's pshia babalam, and you should be potter. Ichsub." So Rav Papa was embarrassed. He said, "Oh, you hurry." He says, "I guess you got me. Maybe I was wrong. It's pshia babalam. You don't have to pay." In other words, they don't have to pay because because that guy was baking for them at the time. He was working for them. Now the Gemara has this in many cases. We're going to see another case like this now. Many times there's a psak din, and then they said, "Hey, what do you mean?" "Oh, I guess I made a mistake." Then it turned out that the rabbi was right. The circumstances were such that he had siyata d'shmaya, and the psak was correct. So if at the end, the Goy Milsa, it turned out that he shot at that time, shikra have kashasi. He was drinking. The guy was supposed to bake for them, but when at the time that they lost the item was stolen, when the cloak was stolen from them through apparently through their negligence, the guy hadn't started baking yet. He was still drinking. He was having a beer first. He was drinking. Wasn't working for them yet. So therefore, it wasn't pshia babalim. Again, babalim means that he's working for you at the time of your guard. Here, when they guarded for him and they lost it or was stolen from them because of negligence, he wasn't working for them yet. So therefore, it wasn't pshia babalim, and therefore the psak was correct that you have to pay for the coat. He asked you to guard the coat. In return for guarding the coat, he was going to bake for you, but he hadn't started yet. So he didn't work. He wasn't working for you yet, and therefore you were negligent. You have to pay. So the Gemara says, Hanichal mandar pshia babalim. I understand with psak in general when he said pshia babalim is potter. That's why he was embarrassed, because he said, "Oh yeah, this is a case of pshia babalim." The question is a shomer chinam also pshia babalim, right? Elamanda omer chayev amai achsip. When we say that you're putter if it's babalim, that's if you were a shoel, you borrowed something, or you were a shomer sacher, you're chayev and gneiv and aveda, and the guy was work, the owner was working for you at the time. But if he was only a shomer chinam and bring responsibility just for pshia, do we really say elamanda omer? You're chayiv, even if it's pshia babalim. Why was he embarrassed? Here, apparently, the guy was not a paid worker. We thought it was his day to do the baking. So he said, "Okay, while I do the baking, you guard my coat." Okay, so if it's pshia babalim is still chayiv to pay, why was Rav Papa embarrassed by his psak? He said they have to pay. They said, "What do you mean you have to pay? It's pshia babalim. It's fine if you pshia babalim is potter." That would have been a reason why he was embarrassed. If pshia babalim is chayiv anyway, why was he embarrassed? He was correct in his psak. Ella, what happened was this: they weren't really a shomer chinam, where it was pshia babalim, where it was a negligence, and that's why it was stolen. Elahu yom alav didayavi. That day, as I said, they took turns baking for one another. Right, every day somebody else had a turn. This wasn't his day. But Amru, they said, "Today, zil afilan. Today, we like the way you bake better. Please, you bake for us." Zil afilana, you go bake for us. Amalei said, "Listen, bahu agar the kafin ta kafin l'cho." Well, I'll tell you what, it's not my day, but I'll tell you what. In return for the payment, if I bake for you, is l'chuna turigum. I watch my cloak for me. In return for me baking for you, it's not my turn. But I'll tell you what, I'll bake for you if you watch my coat. So you're guarding it now. You're guarding it now. What does that mean? I'm paying you if you guard my coat. I'm paying you with the food that I'm baking. So there's shomer sacher now. So now it wasn't that they were negligent and was stolen. It was just stolen. And therefore, adas, and then by the time he came back, ignav, wasn't she, it wasn't, they weren't negligent. It wasn't she of a balam, but it was gneiv of a balam. And they were shomer sacher. Also coming to Rav Papa chayvin, he said they have to pay. I'm going to Rav Papa, hashmir babalami. It's shmir babalami. It's not she of a balam. It was guarding it as a shomer sacher with the owner in their employ. If he was embarrassed because he said, you're right, it is shmir babalim because the guy was working for them at the time that it was stolen from them. But Safal Goy Milsi, after it turned out that he shot at that time, he was drinking, and therefore he hadn't started working for them yet. But had he started working for them, it would have been shmir babalim. Why? Because they were shomer sachers, because he wasn't supposed to cook for them that day or bake for them that day. It wasn't his day. So he said, "Okay, I'll bake for you if you watch my coat." That means that they were They were getting paid for watching his coat by him baking for them. So they were Shomer Sachar. Then, if he would have been baking for them at the time that it was stolen from them, it would have been Shmir Rabban, would have been Pater. But Rav Papa turned out that his psak was correct because it wasn't simultaneous. He wasn't working for them. He wasn't baking for them at the time that it was stolen. Hanu Beitrei, two guys were on the road. Chadarach, one guy was tall, and one was short. Aricha Rachav Chamra, the tall guy was riding a donkey. Avalestina, and he had a linen sheet on his back. Gutza, the short guy, Mechsesava, was wearing a woolen coat, and the Kamaski Bakaran, he was walking by foot. The short guy was walking by foot, and he had a woolen coat on. Kimatil and Arma, they came to a river, Shakulisarvla. Now, the guy who had the woolen coat's going to absorb a lot more water, and he was walking by foot, right? He didn't have a donkey raising him up a little bit. So he didn't want his woolen coat to get full of water, would absorb water. So what he did was he took his woolen coat, he put it on the donkey, which would be higher up, wouldn't get wet. And he took the linen sheet that the tall guy was wearing. He took that and he covered himself. Then the water swept away the linen sheet that he had taken from the tall guy, presumably. The tall guy had agreed. He said, okay, put your woolen coat here and take my... So the question is, Oskar, when it came for Rabba, similar thing, Chayve. And Rabba said, okay, listen, you borrowed the sheet. And he was maybe watching for you that, but still, you're Chayev. You're Chayev because you lost it, right? Amulei Rabbanan, the Rabba said, Amai, Shelbam. What, you borrowed it. It was Shel of a Balam, even though he borrowed the sheet, but... The other guy was working for him. Why? Because the other guy was guarding his woolen coat that was on the donkey. And here it was simultaneous, right? While the donkey had the woolen coat on with the tall guy on the walking through the river, while he was doing that for him, he was borrowing it, but he was working for the short guy who had taken the linen sheet. Ichsef, again, Rava was embarrassed. The sofa is embarrassed because the Chav is right. It's Sheila Babalim, Shel Mam is Potter. Yes, the sofa goes, Melsa turned out at the end, the below died to Shukla, below died to Osfei. The short guy who had put his woolen coat on the donkey and taken the sheet did it without the knowledge of the tall guy. The tall guy was looking ahead, didn't know that this guy did that. So it wasn't Sheila at all. And therefore, he did it without permission. This when we say Sheila Mam is Potter is if you had permission, you was a real Sheila. But here he didn't even know about it. So therefore, it was like he stole it effectively, right? And therefore, it's not the same case. Rashi says, so he says, no. There's not even Rashi on it, but over here, the point is that he did it without his knowledge, and therefore, it's not, he didn't really borrow it. He stole it effectively.
Oh, God, wouldn't they have answered the same thing for the previous question, for the previous Maisa?
That, no, there he clearly told them, bake for me. If you bake for us, he says, I'll bake for you if you watch my coat. You know, he says, bake for me if you watch my coat. So clearly they had an agreement in the previous case. In this case, he just tells you the story that there was a short guy walking and he took his coat off and put it on the donkey and he took the other guy's sheet, but he didn't say that they had an agreement. There was no agreement. He did it without the guy's knowledge and therefore he's responsible. All right. Ahugav, another story. The Ogalei Chamer is a story we had in many places in Shas. Ahugav, the man, the Ogalei Chamer Lechavrei, he rented a donkey to another guy. Amrlei, he rented it to him, and when you rent it, you're a sofer. We presumably see a hive like name of it. Amrlei, Chazi, be careful. Lo tozel b'ruchin na'aparak. Don't go via the river Pekod. In other words, you have to go through. Don't go through that river. Dikamai, there's always water in that river. And something will happen to the animal could drown or trip and get killed or whatever. Zilborch the Narish go on the road of a different river, the river Narish, they're like, am I, there's no water there. Azilborch Narish, he didn't listen to the owner and he went on the wrong river. Umeis Chamer, and the animal died. This Chamer is for sure a donkey, not wine. Right? Kiasa. When he came back, Amr Ein Borchan Aparak. You're right. I did go on the wrong river. Like you told me, I didn't listen to you. Honestly, I went on the wrong river. Me, like there was no water there, so it didn't die. It didn't drown. It didn't die because of the water. There was no water there. Amalei Rava. So Amar Rava. So Rava said, or Amalei Rava. Rava said, Malish Shaka. Why should he lie? Boy Amar and Abba Orchid and Arshasli. The animal that he could have said, I went on the correct river. He could have lied if he wanted to lie. Could have said that. Amalei Abaya. Abaya. The Talmud Rava said, Malish Shaka. Makamedim Larmina. We don't believe him anyway because he said once he said I went on the Narpa code. We know that Narpa code always has water. It doesn't dry up in the summer. There's always water there. Then the Mishnah said, Shmarli. Watch this for me. Put it in front of me. Shamachinam. The guy says, "Listen, watch this item for me." The guy says, "Okay, put it down in front of me." He's a shamachinam. He's not a shamachinam. He's not getting paid anything. There's no pleasure in it. Just put this down. And you know, the guy says, "Would you watch this for me?" And the guy said, "Okay, put it in front of me." He's a shamachinam. Says the Gemara, "What happened? Shmarli barmelah anachlofan shamachinam. Om rafun amelah anachlofanecha ain lo shamachinam. Let's say he says, "Put it in front of you." Guy says, "Would you watch this for me? Put it in front of you." Then I'm not a shomer at all. I'm not a shomer. I'm sorry. Boilu hanach sam. Why don't you just put it down? The guy says, "Would you watch this for me?" And he says, "Put it down." What are you there? Boilu hanach sam my toshma shmarli from the mission says shmarli v'amelo hanach lefani. Put it in front of me. I'm a shemachinam. Hastam he just said, "Put it down." Mashma he's not a shomer at all. Lo klum adarava says the gemara. No midom rafuna since rafuna says hanach lefanecha. Who didn't a shemachinam? The guy says, "Put it in front of you." Guy said, "Would you watch this for me?" No, put it in front of you. There he's not. There he's not a shamachinam or a shomer sacher. Hastam a shamachinam is mashma stam. I say, put it down. Mashma yar shamachinam. Elamel like hashem. You can't prove anything. So again, our mission says, if he says, the guy says, "Put it, would you watch this for me?" He says, "Put it down in front of." Okay, put it down. That means I'll watch it. I'm a shamachinam. Rav Huna said, if he says, put it down in front of you. I'm not a shomer at all. What if he just put it down stam? We can't tell. The Gemara says, maybe put it down stam as a machlokas and I'm lame ketanoi. Baba Kama. A man puts somebody, it puts his own animal into somebody else's chatzer. He puts his own animal in the animal, does damage or is damaged. Who's responsible? Says, if he put his animal in with the permission of the Baal Chatzer, then the Baal Chatzer is chayev because he's taking responsibility. He says, yeah, come on in. Means come in and I'll watch it. Rabbi Omer no, but kulam ain't a chayiv, whatever damage was done, ain't a chayiv at shekabel of abayis lishmor. He's not chayiv until the Baal Abayis, the Baal Chatzar says, I'll guard it. Until he says that, even if he says, come on in, doesn't mean strike. So chayiv, that's the same thing. Isn't it the same as Hanach, put it down? The Tanakhama says, yeah, put it down means I'll guard it. Whereas Rabbi says, no, unless he says specifically, I'll guard it, he's not responsible. So the Gemara says, no, it's not necessarily same machlokas mimai. Dil mad kan lo kam rabbanan. Where do the rabbanan say in the case of the chatzar asam ela b'chatzar the basal tori? Put it into a chatzar. It's very easy to watch something in a chatzar. V'chi kam alei ayel. When he says ayel, ayel dintachal. Yeah, bring it in here. It's easy to guard. I'll keep an eye on it. Kam alei aval hocha. But over here in the street, you're walking in the street, and somebody says to you, "Would you guard this for me?" And you say, "Yeah, put it down." Aval hocha shuka labanatorio. Right? It's not a place where it's easily to guard. When I said, yeah, put it down, maybe he meant, anach, put it down, betiv, and sit down, and guard it yourself. Maybe he says, yeah, put it down, does not mean I'm going to watch it. If it's in my chatzer, I could say, yeah, there, Rebbe said, there, the Rabbanan said, oh, can you bring it in the chatzer? Yeah, bring it into my chatzer, no problem. Like, I'll keep an eye on it. Because a chatzer is easy to watch something. But in the street, and the guy says to me, would you guard this for me? And I say, put it down. Maybe put it down, yeah, put it down, but I'm not going to be responsible for it. So we don't know what the Rabbanan would say there. Inami. Or you say, Adkan lakom Rebbe Hossam Elev Rebbe, who says, I'm not responsible unless the owner of the chatzer said specifically, I will guard it. Elev chatzer, only in a chatzer. Why? The Eliyur Kershusa Kaboy Lameshmanate. Because in a chatzer, he's got to ask permission. Elev chatzer, where did Rebbe say, I'm going to ask Elev chatzer, the Eliyur Kershusa Kaboy Lameshmanate. He wants to ask permission. Can I bring it into your chatzer? Doesn't mean I can accept Rishusa. For it, but he has to ask for it. The Chiyavli Rishusa, when he gave him Rishusa, leave you like to bring it in. Tivanatel Chatzar, he says, yeah, you want to bring in my Chatzar? You need permission to come in here. So maybe when I said, yeah, come on in, sit down and watch it. Aval Hocha, but in the street, why would he say Hanach? But over here in the street, when a guy says, would you guard this for me? And I say, yeah, put it down. What does that mean, put it down? It means put it down and I'll watch it. If he meant to say, put it down, you sit down and watch it. Does he need Rishus for that? If it's just to put it down, Rishus boy the Meshmeh, the owner doesn't have to put Rishus, it's in the middle of the street. If a guy says to you in the middle of the street, guard this for me, and you say, put it down, what does that mean? So maybe put it down means, yeah, put it down and I'll guard it. Because if it just means put it down and you guard it, you don't need permission from me to do that. It's the middle of the street. You can do it yourself. So therefore, you cannot tell from Machlokas, Rebbe, and Rabbanan by putting something into a chatzar. That the Rabbanan say over there that just when you say, when the owner said bring it in, I mean to guard it. Rebbe says, no, doesn't mean I mean to guard it. It just means that I'm giving you a shus. Unless I say specifically, I will guard it. You can't prove anything to this question that we have of put it down. Does put it down mean I will guard it, or put down means no, you guard it? That question, we can't resolve it from the Mishnah, and you can't resolve it even from the Machlokas, from Bava Kamma, this case of the Chaser. All right, from here, the two dots, we're about 7 lines from the bottom of the page. We'll pick it up from here tomorrow because this goes on to the next stop. Have a good day. Shabbat shalom. Yeah. Right. Right.
You say that the next way. Could you just watch this for me while
Yeah.
I'm not, and
Yeah.
then someone steals it?
All right.
Who's really his response?
He's not, he's just a shamachinim. He's a, if somebody stole it, was the question was the person that you gave it to, was he negligent or not? If he wasn't negligent, he's not responsible. He's a shamachinim. He's a shamachinim. He's not responsible for negligence. But if it, right, he's not responsible if it was lost or stolen. Lost or stolen, he's not responsible for. But if he was negligent in guarding it, then he is responsible. The question is, was he negligent there, right? If he said it, right, if he said, yeah, even if he said, I'll watch it for you, you're not paying me anything for it, I'm a shamachinim. But wasn't that, you could say, is that now you have a question, was it negligent or not, right? Maybe he wasn't negligent, maybe he was so busy, you know, arguing with the guy about the weight or what's inside and the only knives or whatever it is, that he wasn't negligent. It was just normal that, you know, things happen.
You're